title, Ghost Old School DNB Base Wobble for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most addictive, timeless roller tricks, the Ghost Wobble. Not a big talking bass wobble, this is the subtle movement that makes a roller feel like it's gliding forward on rails, even when the bass line itself is simple. We are doing this in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, and the main mindset today is this: the bass doesn't just sit under the drums, it breathes with them. The movement should feel almost subliminal, like the bass has a pulse that's locked into the groove. First, set the context, because if you design Ghost Wobble without drums, you'll overdo it every time. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. I'll imagine 174. Now drop in a basic roller drum pattern. You want a solid snare on 2 and 4, and a kick pattern that supports that classic DNB push. Add closed hats on 8th notes or shuffled 16th so there's something to ride. And here's your first teacher note. For Ghost Wobble, hats matter as much as kick and snare. In fact, once we're close, we're going to calibrate the movement to the hat pocket, not just the kick. Now create a MIDI track and name it bass. Add an instrument rack, because we're doing a two-layer bass, a stable sub, and a mid layer where all the ghost movement lives. Let's build the SUB chain first. Keep this boring on purpose. On the first chain, drop an operator. Set it to algorithm A only, oscillator as a sine wave. Pull the level down a bit, around minus 6 dB, just to keep headroom while we build. Now shape the amp envelope. Set attack to 0, decay somewhere around 250 to 400 milliseconds, sustain basically off, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. The goal is a clean, controlled sub note that doesn't smear into the next hit. After operator, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter at around 20 to 25 Hz to clear out rumble you don't need. If your room or headphones exaggerate that low mid bloom, you can also try a tiny wide dip around 60 to 80 Hz. Just 1 or 2 dB, but don't oversculpt. We're aiming for a solid foundation. Now the MID chain. This is where the Ghost Wobble lives. Create the second chain and add wavetable. Use basic shapes and move slightly towards saw. Not fully saw, just enough harmonics so the mid layer can speak. Keep unison off or at two voices very subtly. We're not going for super saw width. We're going for controlled character. Enable the wavetable filter, choose a low pass 24 type, and add just a touch of drive, like 2 to 6%. That tiny drive helps the modulation read without having to crank it. Then after wavetable, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 12. LP12 tends to feel smoother and more ghost-like when you're modulating subtly. Set the cutoff somewhere around 180 to 400 Hz as a starting point. Add a hint of resonance, like 10 to 20%, and a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, just to give the mid movement something to grab onto. Next, add saturator. Use analog clip or soft sine, drive 2 to 6 dB, and then pull the output back so it's not just louder. Quick reminder, loudness lies. Always output match when adding saturation, or you'll think you improved the sound when you only made it bigger. Then add EQ8 on the mid chain. High pass this mid chain around 90 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. If the bass isn't audible on smaller speakers, you can add a gentle boost somewhere in the 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz region. And if it feels boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can clear it up. Cool! Now we create the actual Ghost Wobble. We're going to modulate filter cutoff with a sine LFO, but with micro depth. The rule is simple. If you can clearly hear the wobble when the drums stop, it's probably too much for a roller. We want it felt more than heard. You can do this two ways. I'll describe both, and you can pick the vibe. Option 1 is clean and integrated. Use Wavetable's LFO. Set LFO 1 to a sine wave or a very soft triangle. Set the rate to 1/8 note or 1/4 note to start. Map it to the filter cutoff with a very small amount. Like, so small you almost think it's doing nothing. That's the point. Start at phase 0 degrees for now. Option 2 is more device wobble, and it feels a bit old school. Use auto filters built-in LFO. Turn the LFO on, choose sine, set the amount around 5 to 15%, set the rate to 1/8, and adjust the offset so the filter never fully opens. That offset control is key. If the filter opens too far, the bass suddenly starts sounding like it's performing, not supporting. Now here's an extra coaching move that makes this technique really work. Use a minimum open cutoff rule. What that means is, set your filter so that even at the lowest point of the LFO, the mid layer still has a little presence. You should still be able to hear note definition at low volume. Then the modulation only adds a small extra opening. This prevents that obvious vanish and reappear effect that screams wobble bass. Okay, now we make it breathe with the drums. This is the ghost pump, on the bass track, after the instrument rack, add a compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain it from your kick. Set ratio around 3 to 1 up to 5 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, so you don't completely flatten the front edge, and release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then set threshold until you're getting around 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Listen with the full drums. You're not trying to get that EDM whoomp. You want the bass to tuck under the kick and rebound in a way that keeps momentum. Now for the optional but super rolling move. Add a second compressor after that, sidechained from the snare. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. Attack really fast, like half a millisecond up to 5 milliseconds. Release longer, around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of dip on the snare hits. This is one of those details that makes the snare feel like it has more authority, and the bass feels like it bows out of the way rather than fighting. And here's a sidechain coaching check. Your release should land between the kick and snare, not directly on them. Loop one bar and adjust release. If the bass feels late, the release is too short. If it feels like it's rolling over into the next drum hit in a messy way, the release is too long. The sweet spot is often where the bass recovers just before the next event. Now let's glue and control the whole bass. After sidechain, add a glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Turn soft clip on. Aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not for smashing. It's for making the sub and mid behave like one instrument. Add utility. Make sure your sub is mono. The easiest way is to put utility on the sub chain and set width to 0% there. If your mid layer has any stereo tricks later, the sub stays dead center and stable. Then add spectrum just to check what's going on. You're not mixing with your eyes, but it's great for confirming your fundamental is clean and consistent. A lot of DNB ends up around F, G, or G sharp, but pick what fits your tune. Now let's program a bassline that actually works for rollers. The trick is short repeating motifs with tiny changes every two bars. Let the ghost wobble do the animation, not constant note changes. Write a two-bar loop. Bar 1, a root note on beat 1, then a couple offbeat hits. Bar 2, keep the rhythm similar but change one note, like hit the fifth or a minor third depending on the mood. Keep note lengths around eighth to quarter notes, and leave slight gaps. Those gaps are where the sidechain and filter motion become readable. If everything is legato, you lose the treadmill effect. Now, secret sauce time. Groove timing. Open the groove pool and pick an MPC-style 16 swing or shuffle that matches your hats. Apply that groove to hats and percussion, definitely. Then try applying it to the MID bass notes only, not always the sub. A steady sub can keep the entire record feeling confident, while the mid layer dances. Start with timing around 20 to 40%, velocity influence near 0 to 10%, and random very low, like 0 to 5. We're not making it sloppy, we're making it human. Now here's the big coaching moment, separate groove timing from envelope timing. If you swing the MIDI notes and also have a free running or unsynced LFO, things can drift and get messy fast. So keep your LFO rate synced, but adjust phase or offset instead. That gives you groove without chaos. And remember what I said earlier. Calibrate the wobble to the hat pocket. Solo the drums plus the mid-chain and rotate LFO phase or adjust offset so the filter is slightly more open on hat accents, or just after them. If the bass feels like it's leaning back, rotate phase until it steps forward. When it locks, the loop feels like it accelerates without getting louder. Quick reality check. Do an A/B at low monitoring level. Turn your speakers or headphones down. If the bass still feels animated without demanding attention, you nailed it. If the motion disappears completely, don't immediately increase wobble depth. Increase harmonics first, like a touch more saturation or a little more filter drive. Now let's talk arrangement, because rollers live and die by micro variation. Over an 8 to 16 bar drop section, keep the wobble depth mostly consistent. For bars 1 to 4, keep it low depth and steady. Bars 5 to 8, open the filter bass cutoff just a touch, like 5 to 10%, or slightly increase wobble amount, very slightly. Bars 9 to 12, do a one bar variation, remove a note, add a pickup, or drop the mid for a beat. Bars 13 to 16, do a tiny lift, automate saturator drive up by 1 dB, or open the filter a hair. Small moves, consistency plus micro change is the roller formula. If you want darker or heavier without ruining the ghost vibe, put the dirt on the mid only. You can try Roar on the mid-chain with a mild mode and low mix, like 10 to 30%, and high pass before it so you're not distorting the sub. Another nice life trick, frequency shifter on the mid-chain after saturation. Set it to single mode, fine-tune plus 5 to 25 Hz and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. It adds motion and phase complexity that reads as air movement without stereo sub problems. If your mid gets clicky, because the sidechain is snapping, try super light redux on the mid-chain, like 12 to 14 bits, minimal downsample, low mix. It can soften the transient edge into a more classic sampler vibe. And if you want a safety net for consistent level from note to note, a gentle limiter after the rack doing only 1 to 2 dB occasionally can keep the perceived movement controlled, so it feels intentional instead of spiky. Let's quickly cover common mistakes so you can self-diagnose. If it sounds like a talking bass, your wobble depth is too high or the filter opens too far, reduce LFO amount and lower the maximum opening with offset. If the low end feels blurry, your mid is fighting the sub. High pass the mid higher, like 120 to 150 Hz, and keep sub mono.